Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for episode 18 of Keep Up with Liz and Kim.
18 episodes. This has been really a lot of fun. We have a great interview coming up, but before that, Mother's Day is the next thing on our agendas. Do you have any plans to spend with your mom?
I do, yeah. We're doing both sides of the family. We always do it. We start at noon, and then we go to my family at 4. So it's super fun, super excited. You know how moms always say, like, they don't want anything? I always say, get your mom something. Right. Don't listen to them. Right, Kim?
Right, because that's exactly what I said. Oh, you don't have to get me anything. Oh, we can keep it casual. Yeah.
Yeah, but then if you don't get anything, you're like, what the heck?
Right, don't they care?
Yeah, right.
Well, if you're spending Mother's Day in Ada Village, we do encourage you to get your reservations for brunch now. Several of our local restaurants will be doing features. And do think about shopping local for your gifts. And speaking about shopping local, last week was National Small Business Week. It's always wonderful to have national spotlight on our small businesses, but we do want to encourage you to always think local and shop local. This is how we continue to build this thriving, wonderful community that we have here in Ada.
It is. And if you guys didn't know, almost every single business in Ada is a small business. So to keep these businesses going and supporting Ada, support the businesses.
Yes. I mean, we are so fortunate that when you come into Ada, you're not seeing, you know, a bunch of signs everywhere that, you know, things have been closed and paper on the windows. We have a beautiful, very vibrant community, and we'd love to keep it that way.
Agreed.
So on today's episode, we'll be interviewing John Conkling. After spending 25 years in marketing, John transitioned to full-time race director in 2019 as co-owner of Tries for Health. He owns and operates many events across the state of Michigan. And John's focus is on bringing a superior athlete experience to all of their events. After spending almost a decade as a participant, competing all distances of triathlon, as well as numerous marathons and half marathons, now he is the person running these. So we're very excited to have John on the show.
All right, John, we're super excited to have you with us today. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. I am a pretty long-time Ada resident now. We moved to Michigan in 2010, so we're going on 14 years this year. I started doing a lot of kind of graphics and design work, but then right before COVID, I got this opportunity to help take over this event management company called Tries for Health, along with a partner. And since then, we have been race directors and putting on triathlons and running events and cycling events. And yeah, we're just really ingrained in the community and trying to get people out to just get healthy and have an active lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, and the fun part is what's your partner's name?
John. We keep it very simple. Yeah. It's John and other John, depending on who's talking.
Oh, that's great. So you host events, and you do host one of the It is the largest triathlon in the state of Michigan, correct, right here in Ada Village.
Yes, Grand Rapids Triathlon has been going on since 2011, and it is the largest one in Michigan, period, now. It's a two-day event. COVID forced us to go from our one-day format, which had maybe 1,500 to 1,700 people kind of descending on Ada, to now a really nice two-day format with a Saturday event that's a short day for more newbies. And we have about 800 people show up that day. And then we have a longer day on Sunday, which has about the same number of people, but they're a little bit more experienced triathletes. But they're coming from 35 states, very heavily West Michigan. Obviously, it really pulls a ton of people, but this is a national event that pulls people here to our community year after year.
That is wonderful. And what are the dates of that again, John?
It is Saturday, June 8th and Sunday, June 9th.
And is registration already closed?
No, registration is open. This is an event that we don't really cap.
Okay.
We'll get, you know, we're keeping pace with last year's numbers. We're a little bit ahead right now. So we're thinking we're going to have 1,500 to probably 1,650 this year. So yeah, they can register literally right up to the day before. Once we hit about 2,500 people for this, that's kind of, I think, where, like, our cap that we would, you know, start, limiting things.
And if someone's thinking about maybe doing this next year but wants to see what it's all about, where should they go to watch the event? Is it possible to do that? And Just tell us all about that.
Yeah, so the wonderful thing about this is you can get involved in many ways if you don't want to participate yet. If you kind of understand triathlon, but you're not a runner or a swimmer, or there's some barrier you don't want to participate, you can come down here to ADA. We'll have some packet pickups and expos down here downtown. And then this event takes place right at ADA Park. So it's really walkable to get down there. We swim right in the Thornapple River, right at the boat launch. So there'll be tons, thousands of people down there. You can come spectate the swim. You can walk up to the park and kind of see where our finish line is. There's volunteer opportunities. You could hand out medals. You can hand out water. Like, there's a lot of ways to just be involved if you don't want to participate, but maybe want to do a little more than spectate as well.
Well, and even just coming down to ADA and experiencing the vibe down here when you guys are here. The businesses are opening and the doors are open. There's balloons everywhere. And it's a feeling in ADA. It's great. I really like it on that Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's palpable. It's so high energy and The participants are so excited for it. You know, some of them will be preparing since basically kind of Christmas and winter. For some of these longer distances. So it's really the culmination of many months of their dedication and work. Their families are usually there, their friends. So it's just a really great atmosphere, really great family atmosphere as well. We have families running across finish lines with mom and dad and grandparents and, you know, you name it. So it's you're right. It's just a wonderful feeling at the event.
Yeah. So what have been some of your, like, biggest challenges as, one, being a business owner and just doing all of these events and growing? I mean, you guys keep adding new events every year.
Yeah, so when we started before COVID, we had two events, Grand Rapids Triathlon and Michigan Titanium, which is kind of the partner event. It's basically one of the other biggest triathlons in Michigan. But they were just two, and we quickly have been expanding to now 5 years in. We're going to be up to 18 events by the end of this year. Not just in West Michigan, it's all across the state. This was kind of a passion project to start, and now it is a full-time hamster wheel that we never get off of. It is thousands of logistical steps, permitting, safety plans, volunteer coordination, staff coordination, marketing. I mean, you name it. It's just literally, I tell people that for Grand Rapids Tri specifically in these bigger events we have, it's taking a puzzle that's completely mixed up with 1,000 pieces and having to put it together a certain way with certain pieces at a certain time in order to make it work. And if you do enough of that correctly, you have a successful event.
Yeah, that's a challenge. That's tough.
Most definitely. I do want to mention, you guys do also run the Grand Fondo here in Grand Rapids. Is there anything else right here close to ADA that should be on people's radar that you guys are hosting?
So Grand Fondo is a great one that you mentioned. That's a cycling ride for all levels of cyclists and riders, from families doing short distances up to real, like, hammerhead cyclists that are just out there in their, you know, spandex every weekend. That's right in downtown GR. That's 2 weeks after Grand Rapids Tri. And then we have Michigan Titanium, which is up in Plainfield in August. Okay. So that's a close one. It's just up the Beltline. We have the Dirty Mitten Gravel Tri, which is just in nearby Middleville. So it's not that far. That's actually another national championship that we're hosting for USA Triathlon this year. That's a September event. And then we have events out on the lakeshore. So we start getting a little further away from Grand Rapids. But we actually have a youth event that we're going to be announcing very soon, a youth triathlon in Cascade that we hopefully will get off the ground in the next couple of weeks and get it fully announced. So that will be a great one for kids to be involved.
Yeah, and get them started early.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, we'll look forward to learning more about that. So we're going to shift gears just a little bit. Tell us more about how you're involved in the ADA community.
Yes, so in addition to being an event director and hosting events here and living here, I'm also a board member now in my second term for the ADA Business Association. When we took these events over, I recognized that Grand Rapids Tri specifically kind of just hit the town. I was a participant, so I would come down here, and it was almost like whiplash a little bit for the community. So when I stepped on the other side of things, I wanted to really make the event more of a community event that involved the businesses, the people, the participants, and really was a positive thing. So you know, through some luck, I got involved with the ADA Business Association, got on the board. We have a wonderful board, and we've been doing really great work. I get to know a lot of the business owners, figure out ways that the events that I'm putting on outside of that can really help them, and vice versa, so that, you know, high tide raises all ships kind of mentality. And then, you know, I kind of took my event directing and have applied it to Tinsel Trees and Trolleys, which is Ada's, you know, signature holiday event. I would say probably one of the bigger ones in the area for its bananas, as we all know.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it's a wonderful event. So really, I'm trying to get my hands in as many community pieces as possible because I'm very passionate about where I live. I love this community. I love doing positive things for it, whether it's a athletic event or Tinsel Treats and Trolleys or just being on the board, just to try to have that positive impact because, you know, we all live here and we want it to be, you know, bigger and better and just a wonderful place to live, which it is.
It is, most definitely. Well, and with all of your involvement in Ada, obviously you spend a lot of time down here. What would be like your perfect Saturday with your family down in Ada Village?
It would be a Saturday that we probably didn't have a sports activity because I also coach.
Wait, so do those exist?
Few and far between, but usually we get a real small window kind of between when soccer ends and then the tries are happening. But, you know, we love coming down here and hitting the park because I have a 10-year-old that still loves that playground like crazy. We, you know, we love getting ice cream down here. We love just kind of walking through the trails, hitting the shops. You know, we go to Scoopers. So it's just getting down here and really taking advantage of the family aspects down here. I'm super excited about whatever they're going to do at the on the other side of
the Leonard's.
However that ends up, that's going to be wonderful. The different trails that are going in, the new construct. It's just, you want to be down here. There's just things to do now. So my perfect Saturday would be just to be able to get down here for 2-3 hours and just kind of take it in and take advantage of it.
Yeah, that's fair. I remember those days of just running every weekend with kids sports. And I do want to note that I am very appreciative of you serving on the Ada Business Association board. John, it's a pleasure to have you leading Tinsel Treats and Trolleys. And I know behind the curtain how much work goes into that. So thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And then if people want to stay connected to you and Tries for Health, what's the best way to do that?
So a couple different ways, triesforhealth.com, that's T-R-I-S, the number 4, health.com. From there, you can link to all of our different events, some information about us, the company, GrandRapidsTry.com as well. That's T-R-I, not T-R-Y. Grand Rapids Try is a great resource to find out more about the event itself, how to get involved, volunteering opportunities, just kind of what to expect that weekend, even if you're just a resident of the community and you know it's coming. You know, some timelines and things are up there. So between those two resources and, of course, the AdaBusinessAssociation.com website.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
What an awesome interview with John. He is always so great. I know we see him all the time because he's at the ABA and, you know, he's very active in Ada, but just to have him sitting here with us today and explain what he does is so great to hear it from him.
It is, and John's a very strategic thinker, and this is why he excels so well in that event space. Whether it's building a triathlon, a bike race, or chairing Tinsel Treats and Trolleys, he looks at things from a very interesting perspective, and he can see how all those puzzle pieces come together.
He does, and you can definitely tell, too, he is a forward thinker. He's not thinking about today. He's thinking about 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, and that's why, agreed, that is why he's so good at what he does with event planning.
Exactly, and he's also just an incredible family man, and he and his family are very entrenched in this community, love this community, and spend a lot of time here.
So if you guys don't know John, definitely get to know him. Come check out the GR Try. It is a great, great event. And like I said, the vibe down in Ada is awesome during this.
All right. Should we jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it. All right. Number one, connecting community at Leonard Field on May 15th. If you guys want to know what's happening down at Leonard Field, there's rumors and the rumors are true. There's a new park coming to Ada Village. So definitely join us on May 15th at 10 a.m. to get a full understanding of what is happening at Leonard Field.
Yes, this is really the time and the place to get all those questions you may have answered. So make sure you come find out. And if you have not already visited their webpage, do that as well. There's incredible renderings of what this beautiful park is going to look like.
Yes. And too, if you want to learn more, definitely register and come. Hang out, hear from the people who are making this happen and the reason behind it.
All right. Also coming up on May 18th, Gravel Bottom is hosting a artist market. It is going to be from 2 to 6 p.m. and they're going to have 9 local artists, live DJ, and fun for all ages.
This is going to be so fun. I'm so excited for Matt that he's doing this and just adding another like level to a brewery.
Yes, it will be great. I'm assuming it's going to be out on the patio and it's fun for him to be, like you said, exploring some different interesting events.
All right, number 3, Foxdale Coffee grand opening on May 30th. If you guys don't know, Foxdale Coffee is coming to Ada Village, is on the corner of River Street and Thornapple. They will be opening on May 30th, starting at 6:30 a.m. and closing at 9 p.m. But the first 30 people get a Foxdale gift bag. It's free black coffee all day. So it is definitely a fun event. Come check it out and get to know the new coffee shop in Ada.
Also on May 18th, the Ada Parks and Recs Department is hosting the second annual vintage baseball game. They had beautiful weather and an amazing turnout for this last year. It's going to be Ada versus Cascade. We do encourage you to get out there. It's going to be at Ada Township Park. It's free, and the first pitch will be at 5 p.m.
That's going to be so much fun. I always love seeing the photos after, too. It's so cute.
Yes.
All right, and last but not least, Rise on River Street will be happening June 1st from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. This is the car event that happens on River Street. It is amazing, beautiful cars that a lot of us don't get to like see and feel and sit in on a day-to-day basis. We, Discover Ada, has partnered with Label Motorsports, and we are bringing all these cars down to Ada Village on June 1st from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. and watch them come in and watch them leave. It's always fun to see the cars in action, so definitely come check it out.
This is another event that just brings a really cool vibe and just another level of fun to Ada Village. Last year, the turnout was phenomenal, and it was really wonderful to see all the dads and their sons.
It was, yes. And the excitement behind everybody, too, is just, it was very fun to watch. I agree.
Yes. Yeah, so definitely mark your calendar and come out on June 1st. All kinds of fun and exciting events. And if you want to keep up with what's happening in Ada, learn about the businesses and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media and subscribe to this podcast.
All right, like always, thanks for listening. Now try to keep up.